I'm back, Rudrance, for our Black and White Network. Well, we're going to talk about Lori Lightfoot once again. We are just a couple of days removed from me doing a video where she sauntered out of what looked like a closet to walk up and put some sunglasses on. Thank God. Thank you for covering up whatever that is. Beetlejuice. Whatever that is. And she decided to cut this ad for karaoke in Chicago. I don't know. I mean, I know people up in that area, but is karaoke a big business up there? You know, I've done a bunch of Lightfoot videos over on the Big Sports Channel involving the Bears moving away from Soldier Field. One of the reasons is crime. Whether the Young Turks want to acknowledge that or not, I really don't care. They called me out. They called me a MAGA shock jock because I went after Lori Lightfoot over the Bears. They said, oh, she's not a socialist mayor. She's a capitalist mayor. Okay, well, I'm not going to argue semantics. All I know is businesses are leaving Chicago. She's the mayor. All right? That's how we look at things in Texas. Do you do the job or not? I mean, I'm not going to argue semantics. In fact, I really don't care what y'all's opinion is of me. I appreciate the MAGA shock jock thing, though. I do. So anyway, made a video, and Tyson Foods was walking out the door on the same day that she's cutting a video and singing on video on her TikTok, where she just gets drugged in the comment sections. And now we've got a lady that's got a small business that's leaving Chicago, and she tears into Lori Lightfoot. Why is she leaving? High crime rates. Imagine that. High crime rates. Oh, she's back at it again. Daily Caller, let's look at this. We're unhappy. You hear that, Mayor? Chicago small business owner tears into Lori Lightfoot over sky-high crime rates. What does that say? Crime rates. Okay. A small business owner is planning to leave Chicago. Ripped Democratic Mayor Lori Lightfoot Thursday over the city's skyrocketing crime rate. Quote, we are basically tired of the high crime in Chicago. The lack of police. The police are not happy with the mayor. We've talked about that. Yuzma Sharif, the owner of a candy store, Chocolate Yuzma, I hope that's right. If it's not, I'm sorry, told Fox Business host Neil Cavito, quote, we have to pivot our business and we've had to reduce our hours. Basically, we are moving to the suburbs. We're trying to get out of Cook County. Now, keep in mind, when I did our weekly Terror Over the Weekend Chicago report that we do on the channel episode, a 3 and a 7-year-old got nailed in the last week. Okay. It's horrible there. It's horrible. Sharif's comments come following reports that Tyson's Foods was moving corporate employees from the Chicago area to Arkansas. McDonald's CEO Chris Kempczinski told the Economic Club of Chicago September 14th that high crime rates were making it harder for him to recruit executives for the company, as well as finding people to work night shifts at restaurants. Okay, they're scared to go to work in the actual restaurants and the executive. I mean, if you were a dick swinging high profiled executive, would you go to work in Chicago? I mean, think about that. Would you go to Chicago and go to work there? I wouldn't. There's no way in hell. No way in hell. Wait, you're telling me I could go to Miami right now? Where they got a Republican mayor down there that is doing an unbelievable job. That dude will eventually one day run for president. Or I can go to Lori Lightfoot, Chicago, that dumpster fire, rolling downhill on a tire fire. No, I'm going to let's listen to what this young lady's got to say.
Entirely, the whole state. You didn't opt to do that. But it was just the crime in the city of Chicago itself that motivated you, right?
It's not only the crime, but it's also the politics. Their officers are very unhappy in Cook County. The citizens of Cook County that we've lived here for all our lives, we're unhappy. We can't even walk down the street without looking over our shoulder. My friends are getting carjacked while doing deliveries for their businesses. Another friend of mine was attacked at her shop. So it's basically Cook County. Everybody in Will, DuPage, Kane, they're very happy. The police over there are very happy. And the city.
Okay. So that just tells you, she's telling you right here, people aren't safe. They're not. They're getting carjacked. All these things are happening. Lightfoot's trying to tout the fact that homicides are slightly down there, but a bunch of other crimes are way up. So, I mean, okay, so people, all these people are getting shot. They're just not quite dying. I mean, what is that saying right now? Quote, what would have been helpful is for the McDonald's CEO to educate himself before he spoke. That's what Lightfoot said back to the CEO of McDonald's. Unbelievable. That's telling you right there, she doesn't give a shit. Because, number one, for her to act like she's smarter than the McDonald's CEO, that's just asinine, okay? I wouldn't trust Lightfoot with a potato gun, for crying out loud. Sheriff not only blasted the crime in Chicago and Cook County, but also noted the unhappiness of residents and police. Quote, we're unhappy. We can't even walk down the street without looking over our shoulder. My friends are getting carjacked while making deliveries for their businesses. Another friend of mine was attacked in her shop. This is not an unfixable problem, but we don't have time to wait. Life is short. The city of Chicago has become Gotham City without Batman. And imagine that. They reached out to Lightfoot and no response. Yeah. Yeah, and same thing in New York, too, by the way. I mean, both cities look like Gotham right now. But there is no Batman. And Lightfoot is trying a, let me put some salve on it, kind of ploy to put some funds back in the police. But don't get fooled by that, okay? She's coming up on an election year. And I'm going to tell you what's sad. I was looking at the candidates, and I even did a video on one of the candidates up there. They're all a bunch of Obama-loving progressive wackos. I mean, they are. I mean, I don't see it getting any better. I really don't. It's a nightmare. I mean, whether it's Beetlejuice or any of these other people, it's a problem. Okay? People are going... That urban area has got the entire state of Illinois by the balls. Truly. You know, I mean, you get outside of urban Chicago, it's all red. It's a Trump country. It really is. People don't realize that sometimes. So I wanted to do this video. I wanted to highlight yet another business owner that's talking about the fact that crime is an issue, even though Lori Lightfoot is a capitalist mayor. Well, part of being a capitalist mayor is to get your goddamn crime under control so people don't feel like they're getting carjacked and shot and anything else while trying to conduct their daily business, for crying out loud. I don't want to hear that shit. All right. It's funny because I don't care about the opinions of people on the left. I don't. I'm sorry. I'm certainly not going to debate anybody on the left because, again, I don't care about what your opinion is. But it just sort of is what it is. I mean, in Texas, we strip it down, all right? Strip it down to the basics. Your crime is high. You're the mayor. You own it. Is that hard to understand? I don't know. Tell me what you think, Black and White Network supporters. Peace. I'm out. Till next time. Black and White Network supporters, make sure you check out the Black and White Network merchandise store. Make sure you use promo code USA First, all one word. USA First, all one word, will get you 25% off. Go get them right now.